a structural MRI of combined neurovascular and neurodegenerative burden may be useful, as these features often coexist in older people, stroke and dementia. I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, managing editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. David Dickey from the University of Glasgow, lead author of the Brain Health Index towards a combined measure of neurovascular and neurodegenerative structural brain injury. The author aimed to develop a new automated approach for quantifying visible brain injury from small vessel disease and brain atrophy in a single measure, that being the Brain Health Index.
Hello, my name is David Alexander Dickey. I am from the Institute of Medical Veterinary and Life Sciences from the University of Glasgow. The Brain Health Index, or BHI, in its simplest terms, can probably be thought of much like the Body Mass Index, or the BMI, in the sense that it gives an overall general indication of how healthy someone's brain is. It takes in a lot of characteristics of the brain rather than focusing on just one part. It tries to give an overall degree of health, including a wide variety of features such as tissue atrophy and white matter hypertrophies and other features of small vessel disease.
So you've used it as a tool, is what I gather here, to measure neurovascular and neurodegenerative structural brain injuries. How did you go about that, and why did you develop or utilise this tool for this purpose?
We developed the tool for this purpose because it's becoming increasingly clear that rather than focusing on one individual aspect of brain health, such as tissue atrophy or an individual feature or small vessel disease, is more beneficial, more predictive for someone's brain health to try and merge all of these features into one single score. And this has been done previously by Professor Wardlaw and Dr. Stiles and colleagues, looking at clinical scores essentially being added together and finding that the sum of these scores is more predictive than any individual score, again, of white matter hypertrophies in large perivascular spaces or lacunar infarcts. And so what we did is we tried to take that approach and put it into a computational method, an image processing computational method, and without getting into too many fancy mathematics, we use a cluster analysis technique which takes the numbers within scans and then turns that into a single number at the end, which closer to 100 is very healthy and closer to zero is less healthy.
So how did you go about testing the Brain Health Index in this study that we're looking at today?
We developed the Brain Health Index in 157 mild stroke patients, and we used a number of MRI sequences to develop the index at first. We eventually rested on the four in the paper, which is T1, T2, fluid attenuated, there's recovery, and T2 star. Once we developed it in the mild stroke patients, we then applied it to approximately 50 lupus patients and 80 healthy volunteers, and we assessed the associations with BHI versus various measures of cognition, and found that the associations with BHI and cognition were much greater than the associations between the individual features of brain health, such as white matter hyperintensity volumes and gray and white matter volumes.
I see here that you looked at minor stroke rather than, first of all, how did you identify minor stroke, and why did you focus on minor stroke specifically?
Minor stroke was identified through the National Institutes of Health Stroke Scale, equal to or less than 7. And these patients were used because the method itself might not be appropriate for more worse strokes, because these worse strokes might have larger infarcts, and depending on the size of the infarct, the method may not be appropriate for these subjects. It may not be valuable to use it. We've not tested it yet, and worse strokes, so we don't know whether or not that's the case, but that'll be the next step to try and generalise it out once we've done it in this preparatory initial group.
And so what were the results of this research study? What did you find?
So we found that, first of all, that BHI was moderately associated with the clinical scores, so it essentially mirrored what the manual scores were saying. So in a first sense, it's useful that it can give an indication without necessarily taking the time to do intensive manual or clinical rating. We then found that it was associated with age. So as we get older, the BHI tends to go down, your brain health tends to go down. And finally, we found that in each of the three groups, BHI was a stronger predictor of cognition than any of the existing validated methods that we assess, and that includes white matter hyperintensity, small vessel disease, clinical scores, white matter hyperintensity volumes, grey and white matter volumes, normal appearing grey white volumes.
And so how do you then, can you predict how you could use this tool, or if you could possibly use this tool in, say, secondary stroke prevention or identifying risk factors more succinctly in secondary prevention of stroke?
We see two possible uses for the method. The first being that it could stratify patients into imaging clinical trials. So there's been some neutral results in recent history trying to reduce the impact on cognition after stroke. And it could be that this was because subjects were selected beforehand for having a large problem with neurovascular disease, and maybe why they weren't responsive to treatment. So it certainly could be used for that, to identify those which may be at more risk and therefore tend to be more likely to respond to treatment. And in the future, in time, it could be used to give an individual a score which might suggest whether or not they are at high risk or going on to develop cognitive dementia. And we'll try treatments for cognitive dementia cognitive limited. These treatments are undergoing trials at present, and there are other things that can be done even at present, including lifestyle adjustments, intensive vascular risk factor reduction.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. David Dickey from the University of Glasgow, lead author of the Brain Health Index, towards a combined measure of neurovascular and neurodegenerative structural brain injury, recently published in the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.